This is the morning service at Holy Trinity on Sunday, the 20th of December 1998. The preacher is Phil Melman. His sermon is entitled Peace in the Middle East and is from Luke chapter 2, verses 1 to 14.
Thank you, Daniel. Now, kids, you've been really good so far. I want you to listen for a few moments while I speak, and just before I do speak, I'm just going to pray. So let's just bow our heads and pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you that at this time of the year we celebrate your birth and coming into the world. Please help us to understand what that means for us, and that we would go out with great joy to share the good news of the birth of Jesus. Amen. Anybody see this? It's a needle. Can anybody see this? What will happen if I stick this needle into this balloon? It'll pop. Would you like me to do it?
Yes.
I'll be careful. I'll try not to pop it. I don't know if it's going to work as one of these sort of sight gags, which just might fall apart on me. But I hate sudden noises, all right? I hate this. There you go. Did you see that? What happened? It didn't pop. Let me do it again. Look, it's in the balloon and it didn't pop. Can you believe your ears? Can you believe your eyes? Can you believe your ears? It hasn't popped. Isn't that amazing? It worked. 3 balloons last night did not work. Well, how can you keep a balloon from popping when you stick a pin in it? It seems impossible. We all thought it was going to pop, didn't we? Well, it's almost just like asking the question of how you can keep peace in a potentially explosive world. Let me tell you the secret of how we can stop this balloon from popping, and you guys, everybody, can go home and pass it on to the next people around you. What you do is you get a balloon and you blow it up about halfway, and then you get some sticky tape and you put the sticky tape over it, and then you gently put the needle into the balloon where the sticky tape is, and it won't pop. And it's really good. So, I'm very thankful that that has just worked. Well, I'm not going to do it again because it worked the first time. So that's the secret of how you stop the balloon from popping, and you guys can go and work on that yourselves and you can pass it on. Now let me ask the question of what can help us hold this world together? And I can only think of one force strong enough for that. And that is the special holding power of God's love. That is the only thing strong enough for such an enormous task of holding this world together. Let me ask you another question. What has been the biggest news item this week? You don't have to answer it because you all know it. It's been the fact that Britain and the United States have resumed bombing strategic sites in Iraq to curtail Saddam Hussein's weapons of mass destruction. And the other thing about that to me is that it seems that they too are using weapons of mass destruction themselves to bring about a resolution. It's bizarre. It's odd. But there's certainly no peace in the Middle East at this time. The United Nations for many years has been boasting about the fact that they have maintained peace throughout the world. But the reality is that there is little peace in many areas of the world. And all of our eyes at this time are drawn to the Middle East, in Iraq, Israel, Kuwait and Palestine and so on. Tension and hostility is building up between people, and it is literally explosive. And sadly, many innocent lives will be lost due to people who are abusing power on both sides, I think. Well, even in our own country at this time of the year, the tension and the hostility between people is potentially explosive. The barrage of Christmas spending and shopping on top of the already hectic lifestyles that we lead sets us up for the odd hostile encounter with family, with friends, and even with people that we don't know. The other day, my car was parked in a shopping centre while I went and did some grocery shopping. I know that some of you might find that hard to believe that I did some grocery shopping, but I did. I went to do some shopping for someone. And an announcement came over the PA with the owner of motor vehicle NQS 666, please move their vehicle immediately. I had a shopping trolley that was full of groceries. Why, Lord? Why me now? I've got to get this done. And most of all, it's embarrassing. Have you ever had your car's number plate called out of the PA system? It's embarrassing. Well, I had to move it. I had to go and move it. I thought that I must have been parked in a handicapped spot or someone had perhaps hit my car or something had happened or something like that. But it turned out that my car was parked too close to someone else's car who was unable to get into it, into their own vehicle. So when I got there, that particular person was not very happy with me. And I felt like, because I was busy and I was running late and so on, I felt like exploding back at them. But then I realised that she was right and I was wrong. I hadn't parked my car properly in my haste to go and do this good deed that I thought I was doing at the time. My car was over the lines and it was quite close to her car. I didn't notice it at the time. Well, at the time Jesus was born, there was little or no peace in people's lives either. People may have had simpler lifestyles in some ways, but there was still a lot of hostility and tensions among nations. We right? There was lots of hostility and tensions among nations and individuals as well. And there were certainly a lot of misguided views among people as to how peace with God could be made. Many people thought that they knew what it was that they had to do. But the things that they did went to show just how far away from God they really were. What was the message of the angels to the shepherds in the fields outside Bethlehem that we just had read to us? The message was this. It was glory to God in the highest heaven and on earth, peace among those whom he favours. Peace among those whom he favours. Now an angel is a messenger from God who generally came to people with an instruction for people to follow. And sometimes in the Bible we see that when an angel of the Lord appears to people, there is often great fear associated with it by the people, from the people whom the angel appears to. For example, in the story of Samson in the Old Testament, in the book of Judges, it begins by an angel of the Lord appearing to Samson's parents. Samson wasn't born at this time, and giving Samson's parents instructions about how this boy that is to be born is to be brought up. And he's to be a Nazarite, he's not to cut his hair and so on. There's all these instructions given. And when his parents realise that they have seen an angel of the Lord face to face, Manoah, who is the father, says that surely we will die because we have seen God. There is great fear associated with it. And similarly here, when the angel of the Lord first appears to the shepherds, there is great fear, great fear. They were terrified, as the text says. But what does the angel say to them? Do not be afraid. The message that they bring is good news. Well, what's the message that they bring? It's threefold, really. Firstly, they say, a saviour. Someone who will save someone has been born. But more than that, it is secondly, not just the saviour, but it is the Messiah, the chosen one by God. So this saviour is going to do a lot of saving. But this person isn't just anyone. No, not far from it. He is, thirdly, the Lord. This person is the Lord, a name only ascribed to God in the Bible. This Saviour, Messiah and Lord has been born, and it is very good news. And finally, to show the extent of this good news, a whole multitude of the heavenly host appears, praising God and saying together, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those whom he favours. A whole heavenly host appears before these terrified shepherds. Well, God's peace has been brought into the world through the Lord Jesus Christ, and it begins back at that first Christmas and is demonstrated on the cross when God gave up his only Son so that the sins of those who are truly sorry for the things that they have done wrong before God may be forgiven. Well, when we know that and receive it and believe it, we too can have a personal relationship with the Creator of heaven and earth, of you and me. And then we too can be at peace. There is nothing that we need be afraid of. Not wars, not angry people in the car park, or even things that we do which are wrong. As Christians, people who love God and follow the Lord Jesus Christ in actions, in prayer and so on, we have real peace because there is a glorious future waiting for us. Now the shepherds were afraid at first of these angels, but later on in that Luke chapter 2, we read that they went on, they glorified and praised God for all that they had seen and heard, for the message that they had been told was true. So they too could have peace with God. Even a shepherd was able to have peace with God, a lowly person in those times. Well, peace was brought about for them entirely on God's initiative. And it's brought about for us as well entirely on God's initiative. Now, a few minutes ago, I told you the secret of how we could avoid the balloon popping, didn't I? And if you're like me, you're probably glad it didn't pop. I hate it when balloons pop. It creates stress. My heart races and all sorts of things. My stress levels go up. The good news that the shepherds received from the angel of the Lord was passed on with great joy to others. Their stress levels would have decreased. And we too, as God's people, need to pass on the message of his peace by sharing God's love and loving others in return. Now it's our turn to share the message of the angels with those around you, to take the love of God and share his spirit and power within this world. It's a huge task, and it's not going to be easy from time to time, but it must begin somewhere. Friends, may this Christmas season be a time where you may be able to do just that. And may it also be a time where you know God's peace in your lives, despite the turmoil of this outside world that is going on. May we have peace through the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.